Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Vachim, parak Yer Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. So we mentioned Mariko Shtifa of Klei Nechoshes. What is that all about? So Echad Shabi Shalbo, whether you cooked a carbon in the Klei Nechoshes, Vechad Sheiru L'toch Rotech, or you did Irui Klei Vishon, you poured from a pot that you did cook into this Klei Nechoshes, Echad Kachem Kachem, and whether it was Kachem Kachem, Echad Kachem Kalim, or it was Kachem Kalim, Tuna Mariko Shtifa, you need to do Mariko Shtifa of the pot. So even though it says it about a carbon chatas, so it's true of all kachem kachem and kachem kalim that it requires mriku shtifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kachem kalim ain't to mriku shtifa. But Rabbi Shimon says, no, only kachem kachem needs mriku shtifa. Kachem kalim does not require mrika u shtifa. It's basically the idea is to remove any of the mamashus of the carbon that became noser when the zman of achila of that particular korban ended. So you have to make sure that it's all gone, that whatever is left over from that is gone. That's the concept of mrika ushtifa. So the Mishnah talks about a particular example where the pot is used again before they do Mariko Shtifa. Before the time that it became Nosar. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, in Bishal Bo Mitchil Sarega. Let's say you cooked in this pot at the beginning of a Yantif, when they were bringing lots of Korbanos Shlamim. Yivashal Bo is Kalaregel. So you can continue to cook in that pot throughout the Yantif, and you don't need Mariko Shtifa because the cooking of each day's Korban Shlamim kashers it from the previous days. Karmen Shlam v'cham om adzman achila mariko shtifa. And the Chum say, no. When the end of the time to eat that original karban comes, you need to do mariko shtifa before you use this pot again. Marika k'marika sakos. Marika means like you'd be marika kos. Shtifa k'shtifa sakos. And shtifa is the same way you'd be shotif kos. What does that mean? Marika u'shtifa b'tzonin. That they're both done with marika and shtifa are done dafka with cold water, meaning the marika is what's done on the inside of the kli, shtifa is the outside of the kli, and you do it with cold water. So you rinse it with cold water, both inside and out. So mariko shtifa b'tzonein v'hashvud v'askel magilin b'chamin. And if you have a spit or a grill, something that roasted meat hot, then you need hot water to do hagala on it, and only then will it take away any of the tam that's in the kelim. We don't pass like any of this. Meaning we pass in that if you have a blia that comes about through heat, through liquid heat, you need hagala, and through dry heat, you need libun. This is saying through liquid heat, all you need to do is cold rinse, and through dry heat, you need hagala. We possibly need more intense form of heat to kasher these kinds of things. If you have a pot that was used to cook kachim and chulin in the same pot, or kachim 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 kalim, or is used to cook both kachim kachim and kachim kalim, if there's enough of the holier thing that it gives a tam in the other food, you have to treat the whole thing like the more chamor of the two. Vein tunu mariko shtifa. The pots do not require mariko shtifa. Vein pasul b'maga, and they will not pasul the more kal food that the more chamer food if you cannot taste the more chamer food, and it will not passel other food just by touching it. Meaning the point is that when the more kal food and the pot absorb the more holy food, so it becomes passel unless you can taste it. If you can taste it, then it will not become passel. Rakik shenaga berakik. If let's say you have a pasula rakik of a carbon mincha that touches a kashera rakik of a carbon mincha, v'chaticha v'chaticha, or a piece of meat from a pasula carbon that touches a piece of meat from a kashera carbon, so lo kala rakikin v'lo kala chatichos asur. Not all of the rakikin nor all of the chatichos are asur. Ein rasa l'makom shabala. Only the exact spot where it was balaya, some of the flavor of the other thing will become pasul. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we said that whether you cook or do iri kli rishon into these klei nechoshes, whether it's kachem kachem or kachem kalim. Rabbi Shimon holds you need, the Tanakam holds you need mariko shtifor, so Rabbi Shimon says only kachem kachem, not kachem kalim. And then Rabbi Tarfon said that if you, we had a machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and the Chanan, if you cooked karban shlam on the first day of Yantif, does every subsequent cooking kasher out from the previous cooking, or no, you have to, as soon as the time comes for the first cooking of carbon to, where the carbon that was cooked the first time is no longer right to be eaten, that you need a new mariko shtifa to kasher it. And we said mariko shtifa is done with cold water, but anything that's, that absorbs with dry heat is going to require hagala. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if you cook both kachim and chulin, or kachim kachim and kachim kalim, so it only affects the less holy thing if you could taste the more holy thing in it, and therefore you have to treat it with all of the chumras. If you cannot detect it, then it will not require mariko shtifa, it will not pasul bimaga. And we said if two items touch one another, a pasul arakik and a kasher arakik, a pasul chaticha and a kasher chaticha, it doesn't trafe up the whole thing, it only trafes up the exact makom where it actually touched. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph.